The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. It feels like it's better, it's better with you. My life, it's better, it's better with you. This is true, it's better, it's better with two. My life, it's better with you.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to my brother, me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middlest brother, feeling great over here, Travis McElroy. Just having a great day.
Yeah, me too. Nanu, nanu. It's Griffin McElroy, your sweet baby brother.
I'm having a great day over here, guys. Sun's out. It's a beautiful day. I made perfect omelet this morning. Our sun. Aliens are real. It's a great day.
It's a normal day for us.
And let me talk about this omelet, guys. I figured it out. I got the perfect cook on both sides. Aliens are real. There was tomatoes in there.
Yeah, sure.
I did some like steamed carrots in there, some cheese. Aliens are real. And then what I did is I put a lid on so it would get kind of liquid on both sides. Aliens are real. And then I folded the omelet over and got the perfect flip. It was perfect. Aliens are real.
Did you put moon onions on it?
They all got ate by the aliens that Tom DeLonge's been talking about all these years.
God damn it, Tom. I'm sorry. We didn't listen, Tom. We laughed at your expense so much, Tom. But then I guess earlier this week, government comes out and it's like, aliens are real. And internet is like, okay, man, whatever.
Yeah.
Elon's doing some funny shit, though. So we're going to just sort of hold it on that.
Do you know how bad a job the government has to be doing that when they're like, aliens are real, that the American people are like, we don't actually care about that right now. Let's talk about everything else you're doing.
Yeah.
Can't be too worried about it when the government of America, their big thing is like, you guys got to let us know about more of this alien stuff. Can I go ahead and say, I don't think you should. I don't think they should be in on those conversations at all, really. I don't really think they need more information about UFOs and stuff.
They've had so long to talk about this. And they pick a time when things are getting pretty hyphy for us, earthbound people. And they could, like, the 90s would have been great. We all had a lot of spare time on our plate.
Thank you. That would have been ideal. And like, we would have been all about it in the 90s.
Independence Day, Earth Girls are easy. If they had just been like, and by the way, it's a documentary.
Yeah.
We would have been like, okay, I have the time to process this.
Yeah. I'm interested in what this could possibly mean for like our place in the universe. Right now, though, it's like, yeah, man, cool. But also, what are you doing about all this other stuff?
Yeah.
The guy who heard about the aliens and told everyone. The tattletale. So I'll call him for legal reasons. Okay?
Yeah.
The tattletale. He used to work at America, right? But no longer does. And he is the person who said, aliens.
Yep.
Check them out. We love right?
Him. Yeah.
There's lots of people that used to work at America. Mm-hmm. We realize this, right? A lot of people, different kinds of people from a wide array of experiences after that. Lots of people used to work at America. I don't think one cat who seems very credible for sure.
Yeah.
But then America is still saying no on the aliens. So
So we need his friend Reggie, who also worked for America, to be like, this dude's legit. I need at least one Reggie in there to be like, this dude knows what he's fucking talking about.
Here's what I would say, Griffin. I don't want his friend Reggie. I want the guy who doesn't really like him so much to be like, listen, I don't along with him. I can't stand that dude whatsoever. But if he says there's aliens, then I trust him.
Or you need a Telltale's bully. Who's the Telltale's bully that made life tough for him in middle school to say, like, listen, I don't know this kid anything, and his dad is poor.
And give me his
look at his stupid haircut. Oh, well, look at his
shoes
haircut.
Are stupid. They're BK Knights. Okay, it's ridiculous.
Give me a sweaty government Poindexter who's like, oh, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. Even that would be enough for me to be like, I think this guy knows what he's fucking talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. Give me a Jeff Goldblum type. Give me a Goldblum type who goes, well, actually, we found that the aliens are real, and this guy's haircut is cool, actually.
Yeah.
We all agreed he got a cool haircut, and aliens are true. It's true.
Here's my problem with the alien thing.
Okay, go off, King.
I want to go off, okay? If there's aliens, they're from very far away. Fair.
Sure,
correct.
Yeah. At least 100 miles.
And the idea that they would reach the technology to travel like that so close to our planet's ability to travel like that in the grand cosmic scope. The idea that they would be here just when we're ready to be like, awesome. Because
think we're ready to zip zap on out of the
we're
Milky
closer
Way galaxy.
Than we would have been. What I'm saying is, if aliens were coming, they could have come at any time.
Yeah.
And I refuse to believe that they have ever been anywhere near Earth in any time in the last 10,000 years. Because if you looked at history at all, people nutted over everything.
That's
right?
True, man.
They there's a big hot ball in the sky, and literally like a bajillion people are like, that's my dude. He's like, what?
Yeah.
He's like, the big star, that's my dude up there. That's my dude. I roll with him every day and I love him. And literally millions of people are like, hey, yeah, the big ball. Are you telling me if a fucking alien landed on Earth, everybody wouldn't have been like, okay, all the books that we had so far about different people in the sky and the sun, burn it all. Start over with Beesbo over here. And he's like, I come in peace. And we're like, absolutely. All our shit's about you now. Forget the big hot ball.
Unless all these aliens who have come to Earth over time came to one person at a time, and they were like, hey, what's going on? No one's ever going to fucking believe you. Bye!
Bill Murraying. Aliens have been Bill Murraying to this point.
It's also possible that the aliens have kept coming to Earth and landed on it and been like, everyone here is so sick.
Yeah.
Everyone here is sick all the time.
Oh, you mean sick like coughing, not like these guys rule.
Yeah, everyone here, like history, I don't know much about it except that like, there have been pretty big chunks of it where, like, everyone was sick. And so they come, and they were just like, this is not a great vibe. It's like if you show up to a party, you know, sometimes you show up to a party, and everyone there is very sick.
Yeah.
You don't want to keep hanging out
there. No, you leave. You head out. Can I say my favorite thing in all of, like, the claims of the UFO evidence is that the government has, quote, non-human DNA. To which point, I would direct your guys' attention over my shoulder to my fish tank, full of non-human DNA. There's all kinds of non-humans in there swimming around. Are you kidding me? There's the non-human. That's the non-human. They've got DNA. That's a snail. Yeah. I bet that snail's got DNA.
He's got an incredible exoskeleton chitin.
Right?
They've got chitin-wearing exoskeletal non-human DNA. Beings. Hey, in a positive space.
Yeah.
Sure.
If one alien in our generation has landed among us and lived in like a prominent public life.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who is it?
Cool. We're getting into some fun sort of.
Who is it?
I mean, I already referenced Goldblum once, so I don't think I can do that again.
It can't be Goldblum. Goldblum too cool. By the way. This seems like kind of a thought experiment, but there's a right answer. There's a right answer and a wrong answer.
Is it Zuckerberg or Elon?
Zuckerberg's interesting. Zuckerberg's playing the long game. If so, he, but I don't think so.
I do like the idea of an alien landing and be like, I'm going to revolutionize your shit. This is internet, like 3.0 meta. And us being like, hey, alien, that's fucking dumb.
That's dumb.
What are you talking about?
He landed on Earth and they're like, holy shit, an alien, what do you want to do? I want to meet college kids. Like, okay.
Oh, no.
I guess. Weird, man.
I want to make a whole thing about it so I can meet college kids.
Do you know any twin brothers that I could scam? I need to trick my friend who looks like Andrew Garfield.
This guy's two guys. This guy's two guys. He must be the smartest guy.
I need two twin super perverts.
Two twin super pervert cannibals for my plans.
Okay, it's David Blaine.
Oh, okay.
He comes to Earth acting a fool, getting wild with Leo, okay? Having fun with his celebrity friends. Eventually, he gets bored with his minor alien magic.
Was David Blaine in the collection of celebrities with Leonardo DiCaprio that I will not name? I will not name this group. But did he belong to this group that would go out and try to connect with ladies in a sexual manner?
Listen, the point is David Blaine got tired of living on Earth among us, and he started showing us, I can fly. And everyone's like, I don't think so. He's like, no, watch. Flying. And then he really wants to push it. He's like, I know something these dummies would never believe. 8 minutes underwater, no problem. And everyone's like, wow, humans are amazing. He's like, you're missing the point. It's not that humans are amazing.
I'm going to freeze myself in a block of ice. Our dad, Clint McRae, did that. He's an alien too. I don't know. What do you want?
He's a planeswalker. He walks between realities.
What if it's Tom DeLonge? And he's just kind of been sort of playing with us a little bit, kind of like having a little fun, like made a little game out of it.
Ooh.
Have you heard him sing? He's otherworldly, his pipes.
Out of this world?
I just hope they talk normal.
Aliens? You know? Yeah, because this is America.
No, I didn't say that.
Right, Griffin?
Is that what you're saying, Griffin? Hey, shut up and let me talk. Hey, shush. I just hope they talk normal. Like, I don't want, like, if they come down and when they talk, it sounds like two octopuses rubbing together, then they're going to get frustrated. I'm going to get frustrated.
Sexually.
I'm going to get sexually frustrated by these two octopuses slapping together. Because then, I could be like, what are you, I'm going to get, did you guys see Arrival?
Yeah.
No.
It's a tough watch.
Tough watch. I didn't think it was very funny at all.
Yeah, no jokes in that one, almost at all. Great point.
No, I didn't think it was funny. Yeah,
it's amazing how many movies they put out that don't have jokes in. Bird Box, not funny.
I thought
it was like, oh, it's gonna be funny. It's maybe a box with a bird on it, full of birds and something about like a bird in a box, or like we had Clown Box. It was gonna be
Clown
Box.
That was
funny at all, man. A Quiet Place, not funny. They barely tell any jokes in that movie.
No,
there's a couple.
There's a couple if you look for it.
There's a couple in A Quiet Place.
It's more of a wry observational kind of thing.
Yeah, sure.
This is an advice show, and we help you on this show. That's what we're here for. We lose sight of that sometimes. I'll be the first to admit it. Dave Matthews just walked into my work and will likely be back. I'm new to the city of Charlottesville and was unaware that running into Mr. Matthews was a very real possibility.
Matthews.
Now, hold on. Hey, let me interrupt. Mr. Matthews is a person that exists on Earth and you exist on Earth. So anywhere you go, running into Dave Matthews is a real possibility. It's a higher possibility in Charlottesville. True. But no matter where you are on Earth, walking into your own home bathroom, there's a chance Dave Matthews is in there.
Sure, man.
Please help me prepare quick-witted one-liners or jokes to make Dave Matthews think I'm cool. That's from Crashing Into Dave.
Crash
man.
Into Dave.
The premise of this question is so hugely flawed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because Dave Matthews doesn't want a joke from you. Dave Matthews doesn't want a joke from you. Pretty much no celebs want jokes from people.
Well, unless it's like Carlos Mencia or Amy Schumer and they're stealing them from
If I
you.
See Carlos Mencia and he walks up to me and tells me a joke, that's going to be fucking nonstop riot. But I'm saying like, you're not, Dave Matthews doesn't want anything from you. He wants nothing from you, but you can surprise and delight him with a polite and brief interaction that he will enjoy in the moment, but will not remember. Please don't try to make friends with Mr. Matthews, because it's unlikely to work and more likely to make Mr. Matthews uncomfortable and leave, so that nobody else in present can have Mr. Matthews' experiences. You'll suck up all the oxygen in the room.
I would also say the premise is flawed, because if you think about Dave Matthews, like we all do, and what he has been through, what his career has been, how his life has gone, the
who he's dumped shit on,
the idea that you could make the impression on him that you are cool, there's absolutely...
He's met the coolest people ever,
I bet. His tolerance for cool is so high at this point. Yeah. What you need to do is make him feel cool. That's how you get Dave Matthews interested in you. Be interested in Dave Matthews.
I mean, that formula works for everyone. So that's probably it. But he's probably a little bit on it. I want to hear from you guys. Actually, you work at the store, okay? I'm Dave Matthews. You work at the store. And be serious.
Yeah. Jokes? Okay.
Travis, I'm coming to you first. Jokes, out of the room. Travis, I'm coming to you first.
I'm looking for a record.
Oh, yeah, of course, Mr. Matthews. What record are you looking for?
So Travis has gone with a very tasteful, I'm acknowledging I know who you are, but I'm acting like a fancy guy at a ring store.
Yeah,
that's very good.
That's a cool vibe, actually. That might be the right answer.
Because I think if you don't acknowledge who he is, now he's thinking,
do you know
like,
what I like, too?
Do they know?
Do you know what I like about that, Travis? Is I feel like there's a version of that that is very, very close to it that is Douche Chill City, which is Sure Thing, Dave Matthews. That sucks.
Nope.
But of course, Mr. Matthews, let me show you. That's like, oh, wow, that's courtesy?
Thank you.
That is...
I worked
respect.
Retail for many years, guys. I once helped Sergeant Slaughter find a CD. I don't want to brag, but
what
I've
CD?
Been down this road
you
before.
You gotta tell me what CD Sergeant Slaughter was looking for.
I can't remember, but I'm gonna say Chumbawamba Tum Thumping.
Okay.
Just based on the time at which this occurred, I'm going to say that was the case. Maybe a Dave Matthews CD, frankly.
When people usually do two different styles when they recognize me. The one that cracks me up is when they play it like extremely cool so that I have no idea. And then at the very end, they're like, then they blow it up and they're like, and now I'm flashing back like, okay, think about everything I've done. Have I been like basically nice? Yes. Okay, good. We're good. But then I just been nice to people all the time. That's my secret. That's what I do.
Yeah. Just to be
I'm
careful.
Just nice to everybody.
That's good.
You gotta be careful. You can't be too careful.
And you're only like that in case people recognize you and don't tell you secretly.
If you'd met me in college, you know how terrifyingly close that is to the truth.
Even now, Justin, if Justin stands alone in a room, he's so mean. Oh, man.
So mean.
Hey, listen. Not wrong, actually. That's funny. He's been doing a little work there, but yeah, for sure. Not wrong.
Mean Justin is inside the head. That's where Mean Justin lives.
Is there a way to neg on Dave Matthews? My friend loves your work.
I think you suck shit. My dad was on the boat, David.
I've been working towards this moment my entire life, Dave.
Ooh, yeah. If you, this is going to be a tough thing to swing, but if you could dress up like the ghost of a sailor covered in dookie, and then when he walks in, give him such a terrible fright, but then when he realizes you're not the ghost of one of the boat participants that I guess died from being dumped with the bus excrement, I think that would be... a funny prank? Is that what we're talking about? Is how to prank
Dave
Matthews?
Okay, introduce yourself to him as Steve Matthews.
Okay.
And say, my mom gave me my father's name. Atlanta, 30 years ago, Dave.
Okay.
Oh!
That's cool.
When you guys imagined this question, what kind of business were you imagining the work was?
Grocery shop.
Was it specific? What?
Grocery.
Yeah, grocery.
I pictured a record shop. And that would be pretty good. To be able to be like, I got a hot new sound you might like, and then take him to his own CDs.
Oh, no, take him to Matchbox 20. I bet Dave Matthews hates that sauce. And he's like, yeah, that's just my stuff, but better. Yeah, I said it. No, they're Jesus equally Christ, good. I love them both love them very both. Much.
Yeah,
Dave,
I love them
and,
both. Yeah.
Rob Thomas, if you're listening, I know you are. I enjoy your work solo, your work with Matchbox 20, and now your two single work with Carlos Santana.
I love his work solo. What's solo, you right can't now? Hear.
Yeah. Did you not see shit. That coming, Griffin?
No. That was great.
Yeah, you
that
got it.
That's fucking funny, Juicer.
I do like Smooth, though.
Yeah, Smooth is good. And he's got Move Smooth out now. Smooth and Move. X-Lax.
I don't know what to do.
Don't look at...
Hey, be cool. If he lives there... Listen, this is the thing you got to think about. If he lives there, right, the chance that you're going to actually... He's going to come into the store multiple times throughout the years is very high. This is a long game thing. Just be normal and relaxed and help him like he was any other customer. And I guarantee you the thing he will appreciate most is you not like making a big deal out of it.
You do have to make kind of a big deal the first time, though.
The first time.
You got to give him a little something.
The Mr. Matthews, and when he's leaving, you've acknowledged you know who he is. So he knows you know who he is. And then when he's like finished ringing out, you can say like, and I just wanted to say, love your work. Right?
That's why I'm worried about everybody in Huntington, literally everyone to a person, is playing it too cool with me.
Yeah.
Because that right. never, like, I feel like it's okay. You know what I mean? Like when I go to Grayley Auto Body. When I go to Grayley Auto Body, you know, it doesn't stop work. You'd think, I'll duck out into the garage sometimes like, he's here. Or,
it's honestly, Juice, it's the biggest reason I moved to D.C. is there's so many big movers and shakers here that I can kind of, like, camouflage a little bit. Like, like, I I don't go out a lot because we have kids, but, like, when I do, I usually am, like, with Tony.
Yeah.
Dr. Tony.
Yeah.
As I call him.
Tony Hawk. Yeah.
Fauch.
The Fauch.
He changed his name? He's going to have to change all of his video games.
Travis, you're being really silly, and you're trying to joke on a joke right now. Please.
You are. You got one joke per joke, please. Although, can I just really quick say, Fauch is coming to Freevee. Season 1 and 2 are going to be...
Okay. A joke on a joke. Fauch. On a joke. Yeah. Hats for sale. Jokes for sale. 50 cents a joke. Ah, the monkey stole all my goddamn jokes. Give me my jokes back, monkey.
David Straight Theron is Fauch in Fauch.
Anyway, when I go places with... Now, just forget it. Just forget the whole thing.
No, say it. Say your thing. Griffin, I want to hear it.
I walk into the club. I walk into the club with Fauch, and people are like, Fauch. And I can go off to the bathroom and wait for the night to be over.
Griffin, come out. It's Fauch. I know you're in there, Griff. Come
on,
man.
We gotta solve these medical-related crimes together. Streaming on Freevee this summer.
Hey, we're drinking Jaeger bombs.
I think it's just one of the few.
I said Jaeger bombs. We're drinking Jaeger bombs. Remember that night when I called him Jaeger bombs and you had to... Griffin!
Yeah, Fauch. I remember him. Yeah, I remember Fauch.
Remember the night I said Jaeger and you had such a time with that?
Yeah, I remember, man.
You okay?
Got
your mask on?
Yeah, it's like a family.
I got my mask on just for the smell.
Yeah, you like that, don't you?
It's well seasoned.
All right. I wish people knew
the real Fauch.
How hard it's been on me. Yeah. It's been rough.
I found two babes. They're sisters, Griffin. Sisters.
Griff, he found two twins.
Yeah, that's great.
Fauch.
Tony.
Are they cannibals? I'm only into cannibal twins.
Tony, I feel like if people knew the real you, the two sides of the political spectrum would sort of shift, like trade opinions on you in a way.
Hey, Griff. Griff, you want to see me shred my board on these rails?
Yeah, I guess so, Tony. Did you bring your helmet?
I don't need a helmet. I'm not a coward. Watch this. Ah, my head. Yeah. Oh, God, I'm bleeding. Oh,
man,
somebody
the cure was
so
in
bad.
There. The He's cure was in everywhere. That brain meat. All right. Now can we go to the money zone? Or is that enough? Did we kill enough time? Okay, great.
So much of this show is just us getting to ads. It's all we want to do.
We had like 4 minutes there. That wasn't enough time.
It was just
for
an awkward amount of time.
It was an awkward amount of time. So instead,
this never
just
happens
sort of,
to us.
Yeah.
I promise. This is the first time.
Money time.
Can I tell you guys, legit, I'm so excited for this week's ads. One, Stitch Fix. Love Stitch Fix.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
When recording this, I'm getting ready to go to Gen Con, and 90% of the things I have packed came from Stitch Fix. And when I think I want people to see me and think, yeah, that's a Travis, that's because Stitch Fix knows my style and has matched it, and it's basically all I wear at this point, because Stitch Fix is the easy way to get clothes that fit you without having to endlessly scroll through options. You go, you answer a few questions about where you typically get your clothes, what you like to wear, all that stuff, and they will style it to you, my friends.
While Travis is at Gen Con, I'll be at Ken Jeong's house. And no matter whether you're going to Ken Jeong or Gen Con, you are going to find the perfect fashion for the right occasion, because you can tell them what you got coming up in your life. And they're going to help style you for something inappropriate at a backyard barbecue at Ken Jeong's house or Gen Con, whatever that is. But either way, you're going to look great.
So try Stitch Fix today at stitchfix.com/brother, and you'll get 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. That's stitchfix.com/brother for 25% off today. stitchfix.com/brother. Now, here's what I want to talk about. I love Stitch Fix, but guys, my life is a closed loop. When I moved to Cincinnati in 2009, I worked at Land's End in Sears. This week, we are sponsored by Land's End. It's a closed loop, Justin.
It's more like a closed loop, Travis. I don't have the copy, so I don't know what we're angling for here, but it's a good place for sure. For sure, for sure.
Now,
for sure.
We are not allowed to use profanity or vulgar language during the spot. Do you understand?
I did not approve this.
Okay. So, with Land's End, you can get fully customized clothes, accessories, and promotional products featuring your logo and colors, all made by the expert team at Land's End. Since 1993, thousands of businesses have relied on Land's End Business to outfit their employees. Land's End Business is the leading online supplier of iconic uniforms for everyone. Whether you're a carpet cleaner, mechanic, moving company, corner pizza shop, professional arm wrestling, if you collect ants to resell at farmers markets, they
unofficials,
have
unofficial army, army.
They have your uniform needs covered. Yeah, they'll do it.
The army going
a private military corporation. Go for it.
They'll do it.
PMC.
Yeah,
it's
man.
Indie PMC.
It's so much more than the same old work polos. You get customized uniforms that fit the way you work and keep your employees cool, dry, and comfortable.
Dry,
I will
comfortable.
Say.
And bulletproof.
It was 13 years ago that I worked there at Land's End, and I still have some Land's End clothes that have held up that long. This is good quality stuff. Yeah. So, see why thousands of companies count on Land's End Business. Go to business.landsend.com/mybrother and use promo code mybrother for 20% off your order. That's business.landsend.com/mybrother. Promo code mybrother for 20% of your order. Land's End. Where the land ends.
Give it a 20% off your order.
It can't be right.
Give it a 20% off. You said 20% of your order, which is a bad deal.
No, yeah, you get. Oh, wait. You get all of your order. Griffin's right. You get all of your order. The cost is 20% off your order. Land's End will end the land or die trying.
Yeah. It's all ocean now. May the sea swallow all.
You there. Have you considered listening to the Beef and Dairy Network, an award-winning comedy show in the form of a newsletter podcast for the beef and dairy industries? Well, maybe you should. And why don't you try our most recent episode, episode 99, which features American man Paul F. Tompkins playing Queen Elizabeth II's former personal beef sommelier.
Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II and I laying on the floor of her bedroom, helplessly laughing till tears run down our faces as corgis are jumping on us, over us, licking us. That is a day that I will treasure forever until I am executed.
Find the show at MaximumFun.org.
I hope there's beef in heaven.
Hey there, beautiful people. I'm Jarrett Hill. And I'm Trayvell Anderson, and we want to know, have you ever had mixed feelings about the things that you love?
Ooh, maybe about the things that you hate?
Then Fanti is the show for you. Fanti is the podcast for all those complex and complicado conversations about the gray areas in our lives.
You might have conflicting feelings about Kamala Harris or propaganda or interracial friending.
That's all right, because we do too. And we get into it every single Thursday. Catch this Slayworthy audio at MaximumFun.org. That's MaximumFun.org/Fanti. That's F-A-N-T-I. Come get all this good good.
Or this great gray.
I want a munch.
Squad.
I want to munch.
Squad. Sometimes it's hard to match the energy you're bringing.
It's tough, yeah.
Welcome to Munch Squad's podcast and podcast profiling latest and greatest of brand eating. And guys, I've been so excited to talk to you about this. And I'm going to try to not take the rest of our podcast with this. I'm going to try. I'm saying that up front.
Okay.
Do you remember when Taco Bell filed suit against Taco John's?
Yes.
To free the Taco Tuesday brand?
Yeah, Justin, I would say it was the most landmark court case in the last 5 years.
Absolutely.
Well, we're going to this is wild. The saga has ended, but it was a long journey to get there, and I'm going to take you through the journey. I'm going to take you back to May 16th when Taco Bell put out their press release.
Wait, let me get in the right headspace. I was younger. I was a little more naive. I still believed in happiness. I still believed in
freedom. Okay, go on. I told you how much time I'm going to need. It was May 16th and that Taco Bell filed this suit. The same day, according to this publication I get a lot of my fast food news from, Taco John's had their rebuttal ready to go.
Oh.
Yeah. In celebration of this non-anniversary being today, conveniently Taco Tuesday, Taco John's is rolling out a special Taco Tuesday deal for two tacos.
What?
$2 for two tacos every Taco Tuesday.
Okay.
And so it wasn't like a counter suit or anything, which is what I thought it was.
It's a promotion to capitalize on it. Now, Jim Creel is the CEO of Taco John's, and this guy did not come to fuck around, as I'm going to demonstrate here. Let's see what Jim Creel said. I'd like to thank our worthy competitors at Taco Bell for reminding everyone.
If I remember correctly, Taco John's is like one location, right?
No. Taco John's is a chain. There is one location that owns it in New Jersey, if memory serves. Taco John's says, reminding everyone that Taco Tuesday is best celebrated at Taco John's. We love celebrating Taco Tuesday with taco lovers everywhere, and we even want to offer a special invitation to fans of Taco Bell to liberate themselves by coming to see how flavorful and bold tacos can be at Taco John's all month long. As Holy for shit. Taco Bell's lawsuit, Creel adds, no mas, por favor.
What?
When it comes right, he is not deterred. When it comes right down to it, we're lovers, not fighters at Taco John's. But when a big bad bully threatens to take away the mark our forefathers originated so many decades ago.
Yes.
Well, that just rings hollow to us.
Oh, Taco Bell pun. That's a bell pun, baby.
That's good shit.
If living moss means filling the pockets of Taco Bell's army of lawyers, we're not interested.
Jesus Christ.
More fine print for the litigious people out there. You know who you are.
Wait, it says that?
Wait, what is that? Wait, I lost me. More fine print, what do you mean?
More fun. There's like two for $2 regular crispy or soft tacos available every day of the week, including Taco Tuesday, Taco blah, 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 all the details about it. But they were like calling out Taco Bell still. May 22nd, Taco Bell is back.
Fuck
and they got LeBron James.
Oh, boy.
To liberate the phrase Taco Tuesday from its trademark status continues for so many small businesses, independent restaurants, mom and pop taco joints, food trucks, and taco lovers alike can freely use the common term for the benefit of all. Today, global icon and long time Taco Tuesday enthusiast LeBron James.
Oh, me? If there's one thing I'm known as, it's Taco Tuesday enthusiast LeBron James.
So you like tacos? Not quite. I like eating tacos on one of the 7 specific days of the week.
And even then, sort of I wouldn't say I always do it. It's more that I'm just a big fan of the concept.
The concept is cool and should be everyone's.
Is Taco Bell trying to write the narrative that Taco John's was out here suing every mom and pop taco shop and taco truck that said the phrase Taco Tuesday?
Yes.
That it was like, no, not you can't. You can't. You can't use that.
Yes. I don't think Taco John's was doing that. But LeBron James was in an ad series of ads where he did like he was talking about Taco Tuesday, but they bleeped it out in the TikToks.
I saw one of these ads, and there's a very long, this was like a 5-minute format TikTok of him just taking a shit on a picture of Taco John's. That I thought was, can I just say, a little distasteful. A little distasteful.
It was all in French.
Yeah, black and white, which was weird.
Yeah.
I did think a lot of the angles were really good.
Listen to this paragraph, guys. Airing beginning May 22nd, LeBron James will star in an ad titled Taco Bleep, highlighting the absurdity of Taco Tuesday being trademarked and encouraging the taco community to join together in support of the liberation movement. I wish I could send that paragraph back in time to our fighting men and women in WW2.
Yeah.
Let them know what we are going to do with the freedom.
They probably would have interpreted the phrase the taco community to be something hugely problematic.
Yes. That's
if I were to guess, they would be so confused by so many of these concepts, but that one they would sort of put their own stink on.
So they brought in LeBron James.
Known Taco Tuesday enthusiast.
Non-Taco Tuesday enthusiast. 1 week later, Taco John's
brought in LeBron James.
comes out with Mugsy Bogues.
Get the fuck out.
They got two of the real Harlem Globetrotters. And they're ready to stand up. No, let's get something straight. Taco John's is all about sharing the Taco Tuesday love with taco fans everywhere. So while a certain Los Angeles resident who happens to play basketball for a living.
All shots fired.
And owns several trademarks of his own, including his name, really. This is the press release, guys. I'm reading the press release.
Taco John's did not come to fuck around. That's incredible.
This is so savage.
This is guaranteed handwritten by Jim Creel on a napkin at 3 a.m.
What did they say? Who'd they get? Okay, no. No,
tear him apart.
Give me a pin.
That he's joined Taco Bell in trying to pick a fight, while Taco John's is all about bringing people together to share our common love for tacos. To make its point, beginning today through the end of June, Taco John's special Taco Tuesday offer is available to everyone. Anyone. Quote, we always will love celebrating Taco Tuesday with taco lovers everywhere, says Jim Creel. Whether you play basketball for a living or just enjoy watching it on the weekend, this invitation is for you. Come and see how flavorful and bold the tacos can be at Taco John's all June long.
Can I just say, Taco John's just, in that press release, made me think of Taco Bell as an elitist restaurant. And that is an amazing feat.
It's amazing.
That's an amazing feat, and it fucking worked.
You're one of those snooty guys that goes to Taco Bell, right? Preppy.
I'm more of a salt of the earth Taco John's kind of guy.
Guys, wow. Taco John's has grown from a single taco stand in Cheyenne, Wyoming, to over 400 restaurants across 23 states. The brand is proud of its Western heritage and adheres to the Code of the West.
Fuck yeah.
What the fuck?
The Code of the West Boys of Moon Mesa are back.
Taking pride in its work. So much that it recently took out an ad in its hometown newspaper and USA Today inviting LeBron James. inviting LeBron James to come celebrate Taco Tuesday at one of its Wyoming restaurants and taco this whole thing out. Okay, so you said...
That's fine.
Hey, LeBron, come to Wyoming and say that to our face right here in Wyoming. We'll figure this out together. I know they... Maybe they paid you to do your deal with Taco Bell, but we want you, LeBron James, to come out.
And following the code of the West, we here at Taco John's have challenged Taco Bell to a duel. We're going to draw at dawn. Show up, Taco Bell, or be yellow-bellied.
July 18th.
Oh, boy. Oh, there was quiet for a little bit, Justin.
July 18th, Taco John's to end Taco Tuesday trademark.
Oh, man.
No.
Taco John's, which has owned the trademark since 1989, announced Tuesday that it will abandon its registration.
Too much blood has been shed.
We're so tired.
In conjunction with the move, the Fast Casual is pledging a donation of $100 per location to nonprofit Children of Restaurant Employees, which is a group called CORE, which amounts to $40,000 in total. Thank you, by the way, Taco John's, for that quick math. It has the trademark in 49 out of 50 states. Gregory's Restaurant and Bar still controls it in New Jersey. So we haven't heard from Greg.
No,
we checked in on Greg last time, if you remember, and I don't think he seems like he's going to be in a rush to let that one go.
This last bastion of freedom will not fall.
Yeah. So the brand is challenging Taco Bell to donate funds also. And it's asking to LeBron James to also send money to CORE because he joined forces with Taco Bell. And of course, Jim Creel didn't have anything to say about it. No, wait, here it is. Let's see if our friends at Taco Bell are willing to liberate themselves from their army of lawyers by giving back to restaurant families instead. We challenge them to match our $100 per restaurant pledge. Fuck, this is actually genius.
Yeah, how many restaurants does Taco Bell have?
That's about $720,000.
Jesus Christ.
We're all doing the same thing. $100 per restaurant.
That's not that much. It's $100? Reasonable.
We also invite Del Taco, Taco Bueno. He's just shouting
as long as to say hello to my little friend.
He's going down and everybody's going with him.
Yeah. Taco Cabana, Taco Bueno, Del Taco, Jack in the Box.
And whoa. And Pop Jack in the Box is standing over the side like, what do we do? We serve
we barely tacos. Even, we do tacos as a joke.
Our tacos are 50 cents each, man.
No. And the mom and pop taco shops across the country that intend to use Taco Tuesday in the future to join us in this movement to support working families and donate to CORE. In Taco Fucking Bell's rad. Petition, it claimed Taco Tuesday is a generic term and has become too commonplace. The giant used LeBron James and Taco Beep. Nationally speaking, the case is over and the money will be going to a greater cause. Elizabeth Bayo, a partner at global law firm Nixon Peabody, who is probably not related to Scott Baio, but wow, wouldn't that be something, told QSR that the case would have taken 2 years at the earliest. So, hey, that's great. That's great. Listen, and the people over at CORE are thrilled. 75% of grantees from CORE are single parents. And Taco John's, here's the thing. Taco Bell may have won this battle. I think Taco John's wins the war.
Oh, for sure.
Who's not rooting for Taco John's at this point? But this has got to be the biggest press exposure they've ever received, right?
And you know,
this
is gonna be the. I'm going to come out and say it. I will donate $100 to CORE for every restaurant I own. Taco Bell.
Oh, that's okay. Great, Travis.
What do you that's think? Huge
Taco
of you, Travis.
Bell, step up. Come on. Hey, what do you guys think of the odds that within the next calendar year, Taco Bell files for a trademark on Taco Tuesday? Right? It's not 0% chance, right?
I'm now pining for the halcyon days of late stage capitalism. That seems so far in the rear view at this point.
Now we're like post stage capitalism where people keep going, surely not.
Surely not.
Not this though, right?
Thank you so much for listening
to our
program.
No, Justin, thank you.
Aliens are real. We've got, let's see, some shows coming up August 31st and September 1st. And there's a new date. We're going to, Mabim Bam is going to be in Philly on October 11th. And then New York Comic Con, October 12th and 13th. Those NYCC shows require a badge to attend the show in person, but we'll also have badge-free tickets be available to watch a VOD of the show online, and you can buy the NYCC badges and tickets now.
Yeah, we should clarify, it is NYCC badges, not just like any badge. They're yeah. very particular about that.
Yes.
I tried to use my safety patrol badge from elementary school, and they would not let me in.
Which is so fucked up.
Okay, tickets for the Philly show go on sale Friday, August 11th at noon.
Philly! Love it, Philly! Hey!
Crack that bell, baby! Philly!
Love it, Philly! We kill robots! Philly! They love Brandy as much as they hated that hitchhiker robot. You guys remember that?
Yeah. Thank you to Montaigne for these for our theme song, My Life is Better.
You know, everyone judged Philadelphia for killing a hitchhiker bot, but now what's everybody talking about? AI. That's right. AI. Philadelphia was ahead of the curve.
Ahead of the game.
We want human beings out here hitchhiking.
Thank you, Montaigne. Thank you. Robots are taking our hitchhiking jobs. Thank you so much, Montaigne. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for everything.
Thank you for everything.
We wouldn't be here without you.
And let's go.
Saved my life. World War III it was. Oh.
No, we're doing, hold on, Travis, we're doing a sonic bath.
Oh, are we?
Yeah.
Here we go.
We got to talk about this fucking bit.
Yeah, no,
Travis,
sorry.
You go fucking absolutely bonkers. It was the busy world of Richard Scarry over there while me and Justin are trying to create a spa-like environment.
Do you want me to do a chicken? I can do a pretty good job.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
This has been my brother, me, kiss your dad, scrub lips, aliens are real.
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows,
supported directly by you.